RTE Radio 1 Sport with the all-new Kia Sportage, built for endless inspiration. For more, log on to kia.com.
And at 7.36 this Monday morning, it's good morning to Des.
Good morning, Audrey. Hard luck to Monaghan yesterday. We're going to hear from Derry now and get reaction to all of the big games yesterday. We'll probably start with the Munster Hurling Championship because Cork's hurlers have kept their championship hopes alive against the odds. They had an excellent 6-point win away to Waterford. The final score, Cork 222, Waterford 119. Here's Cork's Conor Lahan.
Look, it was a long time coming. We showed sparks of it there during the league, but whatever happened to us during the championship so far, we just kind of fell short. But I know we just had a long, hard look at ourselves and really called each other out. Within ourselves, and we just, to be honest, it was just trying to get a bit of heart and get a bit of fire in the belly going, really, and that's all we tried to do.
Well, they did that certainly. Limerick and Clare played out a great draw in Ennis. Fantastic game. Clare 24 points, Limerick 121. So Clare and Limerick topped the Munster group and they will meet in the Munster final. But the third qualifying spot is wide open. Cork's destiny, though, is in their own hands. If Cork beat Tipperary and Thurles next Sunday, they will qualify even if Waterford win in Ennis. Let's hear, though, from Limerick manager John Kiley.
The draw is probably the perfect result, considering the other results today as well. So, listen, it was a great game. I think there's another really good one to look forward to. We know we can play better than that. Really disappointed with maybe, the fact that, Giroud got a second yellow there. I think there was no yellow there seeming on the second one from the video footage that we have anyway.
Yeah, there didn't seem to be from any of the footage. In the McDonagh Cup, Antrim have booked a place in the final. They had a massive 28 points win over Meath yesterday. To football now, and Derry have reached their first Ulster final since 2001. They beat Monaghan impressively. They ran out 3-12 to 17 point winners, and Derry will now play Donegal in the final. Former Donegal coach Rory Gallagher is the Derry manager.
To be hand in heart, if we'd have scored two goals, we were probably never going to go beaten. And we scored three and probably sat back a wee bit of apprehension. A few things maybe didn't go our way, but when you go 8 or 9 points up with three goals, you're going to be very hard pegged back and just delighted. To be honest, like Monaghan are a serious outfit. They're well-established top 6-17. They're always going to come back at us. But while they go back to 3 points, we respond and stretch it out to 7 or 8 again. But look, some of the first half was brilliant.
Yeah, good performance from them. Dublin and Kildare qualified for the Leinster final. The Dubs cruised to a 13-point victory over Meath, while Kildare had a 3-point win over Westmeath. The Dublin manager, Desi Farrell, didn't want to debate where they stand now in relation to the All-Ireland.
Well, it's not about All-Ireland for us, I can assure you that. As I've mentioned before, our performance through the National League was a very humbling experience for everyone involved, and at this stage is about game by game for us, and we look forward to the next game in 2 weeks' time.
Now, after beating Westmeath, this was the reaction of Kildare boss Glenn Ryan.
Certainly delighted to get to a Leinster final, and we got there with plenty of work to do, but we're not in the business of turning our nose up at these occasions.
No, and 122 is a big scoreline to put on the board, yet I'm sure you'll see plenty of areas to work on as well.
Ah, yeah, and at the moment, could I tell you what they are? No, but I do know there's plenty there. But in saying that, that's not to disguise the fact that we did a lot of good things as well, and, it's good to be going, as you say, getting those scores, but still with work to do.
In the TG Cahir Ladies Football Championship, Galway beat Mayo in the Connacht final and Cork got the better of Waterford in the Munster decider. Now to soccer, and the Premier League leaders Manchester City came from two goals down to draw 2-2 with West Ham. They might have won it, but they had a late penalty saved. City are 4 points clear with one game to play. Liverpool, though, have a game in hand, but if City beat Aston Villa in their final match next Sunday, they will be crowned champions. So what did the City manager Pep Guardiola say at half-time to turn things around?
I love them, how good they are. They play really good. Those actions, the goals happen. We adjust something and did okay. Put the ball outside and runners outside and runners, and if we score a goal, we'll have the chance to come back, and it happened.
Not many teams 2-0 down get told the manager loves them at halftime. Elsewhere, Tottenham beat Burnley 1-0 to move into the top four. Leeds drew 1-1 against Brighton, so Leeds move a point ahead of third from bottom Burnley, who do have a game in hand. Everton are still in deep trouble. They lost 3-2 at home to Brentford and had two men sent off. But Everton's Frank Lampard remains upbeat.
We haven't got a huge squad at the minute because of injuries, we know that, and now obviously a couple of suspensions, but at the same time it's it's mental and physical, because we've got ourselves in a position where it's in our hands. It's in our hands today. We have another game at Goodison where it's in our hands, and then the game at the Emirates when it's in our hands. So we want to just take stock tonight, probably, because, you know, the game is frustrating in its manner. But at the same time, the reality is, if we win on Thursday, then we're in the Premier League next year. And have a lot of belief in these players and a belief in these fans. They'll turn up with the same attitude they did today. And we just have to keep going.
In rugby, Leinster will meet La Rochelle in the Heineken Champions Cup final in 2 weeks' time. La Rochelle beating Racing in the semi-final yesterday. They're coached by Ronan O'Gara, of course, and they beat Leinster in the semi-final last year. In golf, Cage Lee of South Korea shot a final round of 63 to successfully defend his title at the Byron Nelson event in Texas. He won by one shot from Jordan Spieth. Sam Horsfield won the Sudal Open in Belgium. Niall Kearney tied for 15th after a final round of 73. Josh Moffat won the Carlo Rally, and in racing, Twilight Jet, an impressive winner at Naas, while the action today is in Killarney starting at 5 o'clock. And coming up here at 8:30 live in studio, GAA President Larry McCarthy with the draw for the first round of the GAA's new Tailteann Cup.